Hey guys, what's up? We're not doing a snow intro.
Yeah, it's not a real show.
We're not doing a show, but we had some problems last night, so we needed to make a very special exclusive announcement from our new Twitch channel. What happened, Royce?
There it is.
Why does Revenge of the Sith have a Twitch channel?
Well,
twitch.tv/ we're not sorry.
Yeah. Well, this morning, you stayed up late last night.
I did, as I'm wont to do.
Making a very funny video.
I thought it was funny.
It is. We're going to play
it. It's a little tasteless.
Yeah, tasteless is fair. Please. We're going to play it. And because of said video...
I look mad, but at this point, I'm so tired. There was a lot of yelling.
Of said video, we've been... We've got a copyright strike because we got a guideline strike and from YouTube. And what that means is that we cannot broadcast live. Our main source of broadcasting just hit 1,000. We celebrated yesterday. Verified partner. We cannot broadcast for 90 days live. We could still upload videos. However, we cannot broadcast to you live because of a video that Mike worked on, which I thought was hilarious. We both talked about it before I went to bed.
Yeah, and it was one of those videos, like, you know, Royce and I, we've said this before on the show, we operate this show very much like a marriage. You know, usually you got to run stuff past each other, for the most part. I mean, he and I do a lot of shit without checking with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes major issue, you go like, hey, what do you think about doing this? You know? And last night, just the description of the video I wanted to make had us dying laughing. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, if we're laughing just at the thought of it. I started cutting up a video that got us. And for those of you that don't know, that don't do YouTube a lot, there is a difference between a content strike and a copyright strike.
Correct.
A copyright strike can generally be rectified quickly, and it's if you were to compare it to regular criminal court, copyright strike's a misdemeanor, but a content strike is a felony, and there's no way around it. So we must have pissed off some pretty oversensitive people.
Hi, Revenge of the Sith says, you know, community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. Your video, Little Peeth Death, shocking footage, was flagged for review. Upon review, we determined that it violates our guidelines. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guideline strike or temporary penalty to your account. Video content restrictions. YouTube share their opinions on a wide range of different topics. However, there's a fine line between passionate debate and personal attacks. As our community guidelines outlined, YouTube is not a platform for things like predatory behavior, which we weren't doing, stalking, which we weren't doing, threats, which we weren't doing, harassment, which we weren't doing, bullying, which we weren't doing, intimidation, which we weren't doing. We take these issues seriously, and there's no excuse for such behavior. Let me tell you something. If you're going to talk down to us, YouTube, but there's no excuse for this. They're like my parents when I was a child.
We
remove your comments.
The YouTube creative team would like to remind you, we're not mad at you, but we're very disappointed in you, Royce and Mersh.
And after they say that, then Good Cop comes in. The impact of strikes. This is the first strike applied to your account. We understand that users seldom intend to violate policies because you don't you change them on the fly.
Look, I know you didn't mean it, all right? In 3 months when your mom goes to bed, we're going to give you I'll get you some pizza. Yeah.
That's why strikes don't last forever. This strike will expire in 3 months.
Oh, no big deal, right?
However, it's
Wait, before you continue, Royce, how old is our channel?
3 months.
Not even. Yeah, 85 days old.
And we have a 90-day ban. And now, something else I want to point out. The only thing that our account cannot do is go live. Even though this video wasn't a live video, this was a 22-second video. Now, Mike.
22 seconds long.
I could play it, but here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. This clip is also going to go up on YouTube, so we could explain to the subscribers what's going on and how to go to twitch.tv/.
So we're going to put the same video up?
No. What I'm going to say is I could either A, play it for everyone now on Twitch, and you're going to have to edit that part out of the video and we'll put a link for if you're watching on YouTube, there's going to be a link in the comments for a Daily Motion video. That's where you want to go if you want to see what was cut out of this video.
Yeah, because those Russian/Asians at Daily Motion don't give a shit about anything.
So I'm about to play the video in a second, but I just want to recap, we have been banned for banned from going live for 90 days. Now, keep something in mind. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, I mean, this you could still upload stuff. And yeah, you're right. We could do our full shows on Twitch. It's more work. Then get the video and then upload the two and a half hour video to YouTube. We could easily do that. Here's the problem with that. When you go live, it's supposed to, and I know it's another thing they have a problem with, it's supposed to notify you when a channel is live. When a channel uploads a two-hour video, it doesn't give the same notification. So this is directly impacting our views. Number one. Number two, when we go live, we're able to monetize our live stream and then monetize the stream afterwards. This takes another piece of revenue out from us. Also, I don't know. They say that only if we can't go live, but I don't know how this works. I want to see how it affects our videos and the algorithm and, you know, related videos, because they say they're not doing anything, but how do you know what they're doing? They don't tell you what they do. YouTube is like this thing that doesn't tell you what the rules are, and then you get in trouble for breaking them.
Yeah, but we got Amos Yee out there advocating pedophilia. We got the fucking ElsaGate videos there on there, all these creepy pedos sending each other coded messages. YouTube won't take that shit down. I've literally seen some ElsaGate videos where in the comments, if you translate, like, from Farsi or whatever weird language they're using to communicate, Google will translate it, and it almost sounds like they're describing how to dispose of bodies. Like, really creepy, weird, sinister, you know, Podesta-level shit. It's been up for years. Nobody will touch these videos.
Now, in the Facebook chat, people are saying ROTC coming to MySpace soon. Thank you, Dennis.
You're taking over.
Chris Porter says Gab is working on a live streaming, which would probably be stable alternative to Facebook and YouTube.
Oh, cool. So fucking four anti-Semites who don't believe we landed on the moon can watch us. Sounds great.
Yeah, and the problem with this is it's not even that. It's that I hate what YouTube does, but the problem is everybody's on YouTube. We still look, everyone that says that YouTube is terrible, including myself, we all still watch YouTube. And that's the problem. It's they corner the market, and I guess it's a free market, and of course other things can open up. I get all that. But the problem is now, man, is that this is hurting us. Like, this is, understand that YouTube is the best way to get our word out there whenever a live show comes up, and also to interact with you guys. You know, we want to interact. We love the live chat. We like to interact with you guys. Again, I want to remind anyone watching this YouTube video, twitch.tv/we're not sorry is where you go watch the show live. The full shows will still be going up on YouTube, so don't worry. Still tell your friends to subscribe. The channel could keep growing. For 3 months, though, we're on timeout. Now, Mike is appealing this. However, no one's crossing their fingers.
Yeah, no. I mean, we are crossing our fingers, but nobody has any hopes that we're going to be listened to. I filed an official appeal via the actual box in our settings, but I also did follow up with an email to YouTube partners to see if they would, you know, intervene. And we've had everybody, you know, everybody from Princess Sarah to Blackburn to Leaf, everybody's been on Twitter hammering the YouTube support. YouTube support has responded to every single person except for us. So, again, we're not getting our hopes up here. So, you know, without further ado, before we get to this video, Royce, this has to be a pretty offensive video, right? This has got to be worse than pedophilia.
This has to be worse than the Amos Yee thing you mentioned.
It has to be worse than coded messages and ElsaGate videos advocating for disposing the bodies of children you raped.
Now, anybody watching this video on YouTube, you're going to get a quick cut because we're cutting this part out because this is what took us off of there. However, if you want to see it in its entirety, the replay will be up on twitch.tv and in the comments, we're going to put the Daily Motion video. Okay, here we go.
Remind me, I'm going to splice in the cable access.
Yeah, please. Know what? Get the Roger one where he's on a flagpole and it says technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, little girl from Ipanema plays.
Yes, thank you. So there you go, YouTube. You get that. So here we go. Without further ado, this is the video that got us. Now, to explain, because this is also going up in podcast form,
this was the footage that was unveiled from a live stream. It was around the time Lil Peep died, the indie rapper, emo rapper guy. He was trash. His fans are trash. If you like Lil Peep, you're trash. He died of a drug overdose. There was a live stream hours before he died where he was already fucking passed out on Xanax and OxyContin. And his brother, I guess, or his buddy, or one of his little roadie guys, he was on the bus, you know, backstage live streaming and shit. And he was talking about Lil Peep and how excited they were to be in town and what they had going on. And That was the setup for this wonderful video that I took it right. I took this video from YouTube.
Yes.
I took the music parts and all that
and
shit.
And by the way, this music's royalty free.
Yeah, royalty free music. This whole thing is not a violation of any policies, but we made a video. We've remixed the Lil Peep live stream from the tour bus.
This is a 21 second video.
Apparently, Peep's at the back of the bus doing press ups, sit ups, working on his six pack, his muscles. I'm gonna see for myself.
So that was the video.
I'm still laughing at it.
Okay.
That's what got us kicked off of YouTube. That's it. A guy having a nice little zanny, a guy who took a couple sleepy boys, and he's having a nice couple school buses, and he's having a little nappy poo, and then we added some fucking royalty-free, hilarious. I would say downright culturally significant music.
Mm-hmm.
This was just it was satire.
And for those on YouTube, welcome back.
Fucking little
videos below.
Lil Peep fans are trash.
Yeah. So that is what did it.
It's a funny video. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I agree. It's a funny video. And that's basically what hurt us.
I'm mad, but I'm still.
It's a funny video, right?
I put that up last night. This was one of those moments where. Because Royce was up super late, too, for whatever reason.
But
not half as late as I was. So we came up with this idea. I'm like, all right, I'm going to cut up the video, get it done. Royce was like, I'm done. I'm shot. I'm going to sleep. I got it done. I got it uploaded, and I was already promoting it on Reddit about 5:30 in the morning. I was up till 6 because it just took so much time to do it. But at 6, like 20 a.m., I was like, cracked my fingernails. I was like, that I am going to wake up tomorrow to easily... 5,000 hits on this video. We're going to have all kinds of people yelling. It's going to be great. And I didn't even go to sleep. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was about 5:50 that I went to bed. When I went back upstairs, that's when I got the message. Hey, you got a YouTube strike. And I'm thinking, all right, no big deal. We get those all the time. We always get copyright. So I'm like, I'll take the video down. Who cares? It was a content strike.
Yes.
I did not realize they said, oh, yeah, it's your first strike. And most social media platforms, like even with Facebook, your first strike, it's like, what, an hour or a day? You can't post.
A day, I think.
I was like, oh, all right, we got to sit and tie him out. We'll come back Monday. We'll talk about it. And I sent Royce a message. Can you appeal it? But even then, it was bothering me. Like, I was laying there, and I'm like, fuck. I want to get a leg up and get a head start on this. So I got up, went back downstairs, fired up the laptop, filled out our appeal form. Had a smoke. I was up, and then I was awake again. That's when I went to bed at like 6:20. And I sent Royce a message, like, double check on that appeal in the morning and see what's up. Da-da-da. I woke up approximately 2 hours later to Royce chimping out.
I was angry.
I've known him for almost 10 years. Never. I've seen Royce in worse situations than us losing 3 months on YouTube. He was... murderous.
I was screaming. I was stomping.
I just process my anger differently because I'm just so used to my life being terrible that I just sat there. Boss had an hour and a half of sleep, so I was just sitting there like, what? What's happening? And Royce was, thumping around. He went for a walk at one point, and I could hear him a block away from the house.
Screaming.
Just walking and screaming.
Yeah, I was really mad.
You suck, YouTube. Little Peep fans,
because we work hard on this show.
You little fucking emo girls cutting yourselves and eating Xanax going, Little Peep was a genius. Take this down. How dare you? You're all trash. You're all heroin using trash.
That's our opinion. How you like that? So, Little Peep is not going to be the downfall of this show. I'm telling you right now.
His name is Little Peep, and he ate Xanax suppressed with fentanyl and died in his sleep. It can't get any funnier than that. If you people are going to try to take that away from us and tell us that a guy named Little Peep, like Little Bo Peep, counting some sheep, eating some school buses, is not funny, go fuck yourself. I don't want to live in this country if that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, seriously.
So sorry, guys. We got ourselves into a pickle. Also, shout out to Bunty King, who got kicked off of Twitter today.
Yeah, he got suspended today.
So social media is on a roll lately.
So, I mean, thank you for tuning in. We're not doing a whole show, like we said. It's Saturday. I should be watching college football, not this. But we worked today. I worked today when I got up and decided I'm going to make a Twitch channel because that's the only other alternative that I could think of that's even worth a shit for right now. Yeah, I know there's other stuff, but it's not. The problem with that is that who uses it, you know? So we're going to do our best to keep the show. The show quality will definitely be up. This, again, hurts our revenue stream. And again, if you want
Twitch, Twitch doesn't pay nothing?
I mean, it does if you have a bunch of followers. The problem is you would have to build Twitch up like we did YouTube.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, okay, Royce is correct in that this is affecting our revenue stream. But on the bright side of things, it's not destroying our revenue stream. We're still getting revenue from old videos.
And you know what else would help us? Patreon.com/we're not sorry.
Or paypal.me/we're not sorry. You know, hook us up. Just a couple of bucks. But yeah, I mean, with the YouTube, the old videos are still monetized. You know, we can still put clips up that'll do okay. But he's right. I mean, this really fucks us, man. And you guys have seen, I mean, I get a lot of feedback from people. So does Royce about the amount of work we put in.
And we put in a lot of work.
We do a lot of shows. And this is shitty. This is shitty. Yeah. And, you know, and don't fucking send us messages like, God, go on PewTube or go on Gab. Nobody's going on those things. Nobody cares about those things except, oh, yeah, we could be up there with such fucking, distinguished other peers as like Jason Kessler and fucking Matthew Heinbach and Matt Parrott. Yeah, we want to be on their platforms, man.
Because,
get a Patreon.
Because
account.
We made a funny little video about an overdosed guy who literally had a tattoo on his head that said die young.
Yeah. It's okay for him to glamorize drug use and fucking and killing yourself and depression and make it cool for all these kids to look up to. But we fucking joke about him being dead. Wham! Deplatformed. That is bullshit, man.
3 months in the fucking clink. Again, you can help us at patreon.com/we're not sorry. paypal.me/we're not sorry. I don't even mean to shill. It's just, it fucking hurts, man. This fucking, we put in a lot of work. This is bullshit. I get we're not fucking million subscribers. So no one's going to really care. That's the truth, you know. There's a lot of these bigger channels that they're all like, free speech, man. They're fucking up YouTube. But fucking Crowder's not going to come to our defense. You know what I mean? These bigger guys are going to come and fucking swoop in and go, hey, what's happening to them? It's fucked up. Actually, the only two people that's even remotely even helped, well, a lot of Leaf has been great. Senator Invictus retweeted our stuff, and also Johnny Benitez has helped us out with this, giving us retweet, giving us advice. So we do appreciate that.
And and Princess Sarah's been out there in the trenches, and also Blackburn. You guys have been fucking awesome trying to get this. Blackburn is now on Twitter, individually tweeting every response YouTube sends to people that are having issues and goes, you can respond to that, but you can't respond to Revenge of the Sith. You can respond. He's just hammering them, and they're not responding to us. So it's not looking likely that we're going to have this overturned, despite the fact that we violated no rules.
They did this to the fucking AR-15 brothers. The guys that they had a bump stock video up 4 years ago, and then after the fucking Vegas shooting, they just not only did they take all their videos down, but they gave them a guideline strike. Now the difference between people like that and us is that they have a YouTube partner they could call on the phone. They could go, hey, Susan, can you help me out here? And they usually help them out if they don't know. We don't have someone to fucking call. We're basically these fucking middle of the road trying to fucking grow show. And this is how they get you, because they talk a lot about what they're doing to bigger conservative shows. But see, you still look around. These bigger conservative guys still go to the YouTube conferences and go, actually, the people at YouTube are really great. But then they kind of shit on it. Because when you're up in the millions, they fucking leave you alone. But when you're dead, this is how they hurt the fucking right wing shows, is the smaller ones, is the ones that are starting to grow. Because if they can nip it at the bud when the show is fucking small, they don't have to worry about it getting big. And then you can't hide if you fucking take someone big like Dave Rubin down or Jordan Peterson, you know, and that's the issue. So, again, I don't know what it's going to take. Either YouTube someone's got to come and everyone's got to switch over to a new site, but I don't see it happening, and that's really sad. And that's the whole reason we're doing the show, because somebody has to say what's going on, and we're tired of being told to shut up.
And honestly, I mean, just sharing our videos, our Facebook videos, sharing our Facebook videos on Facebook, sharing our YouTube videos on Twitter because of how the algorithm works, just doing basic shit like that, man. If you can get a couple people, like, you guys are the only thing that makes me confident that we'll bounce back from this, because, you know, we do have an awesome, we have an awesome crew. We have an awesome people. You know, we have great subscribers. Our listeners are the best. And Royce and I work too hard to let these motherfuckers do this to us. This was malicious. This was absolutely done maliciously.
Because that same video, without the music, you could find it everywhere.
Five, six different copies
on
of
YouTube.
It, all over 25,000 views, been up for a week. No problem. And I wouldn't even have been mad, YouTube, if you hit me with a fucking copyright strike and say that, okay, that fucking video belonged to that kid. Take this video down. I would have been like, okay, all right, put it on Dailymotion, put it on Facebook. But a content strike? You guys are fucking really digging, man. You guys are really fucking digging.
And we knew it was going to happen, and I really honestly believe it has to do with the fact that every single video that they do limited monetization, Mike and I immediately hit request manual review, request, and we put a lot of content. So somebody has to manually go to every one of our videos, and I'm looking for any reason, I'm sure, to fuck with us. And I believe that. We're not a conspiracy nut or anything, but dude, you fucking see it. You see what's happening.
It's not a conspiracy. We're a customer. We're a client, and we're an annoying client.
By the way, they take down our ability to broadcast live shows. However, guess what's still up though, Mike? Monetization. Because they could still make their money off of our videos. Don't forget, there's still ads on our videos. So we can't go live and give you new content, but you're still going to profit off of us, even though we should know better and we're disappointed in you.
Yeah, and limited monetization, even when we review it and fucking, you know, even if we review it and after 1,000, which you guys don't do it at 1,000, you got to have at least 1,000. Yeah. You guys get around doing it about 1,250 when it finally has enough views. And then you motherfuckers go, all right, yay or nay. And then manually, a lot of times we fucking challenge you and you've had to give us full monetization. But you're always skimming a couple of pennies and a couple of bucks and trying to get a little piece and trying to go, oh, well, that file got lost. Oh, we don't know what's going on with analytics right now. They're not working properly. Ah, I guess you're going to lose some hits. You fucking scumbags.
All we want to do is do our show.
That's all we want to do. That's all we want to do. We've never had a call to violence on this show. We've literally never done anything even borderline revolutionary on this show. All we're doing is an uncensored talk format with a right lean to it. That's all we're doing.
In the 90s, we could have done most of this show on FM radio. Being serious. Think about that.
Yeah, on FM.
And now on
10 years ago we could.
I know. And on YouTube now, we can't do. On the internet.
They had fucking, they had Opie and Anthony walking around New York City going to XM every day, jumping on homeless guys' cakes and fucking making people miserable, getting into fist fights out in the streets of Manhattan. Mm. They loved it. Remember when radio just, got some people listening. They had people had fucking sex in a church. In a cathedral. Nowadays, you can't even fucking make a stupid little beep video. This man, he should be mocked. He should be mocked. His death should be made a mockery of because he was a fucking over-glorified, overrated drug addict. That's what he was. And he was, his lyrics glamorized being a depressed drug addict. He doesn't deserve. You know, I get it. When there's some guy who just grew up rough, had a rough life, and he's a drug addict, he's not affecting anybody, yeah, give him your sympathy. But you're talking about a guy who built a platform and made a lot of money and started getting famous, glamorizing his lifestyle of using heroin, he literally, one of his last Instagrams is him eating the fucking pressed fake fentanyl Xanaxes that killed him. Good. I'm glad you're fucking dead, Lil Peep.
So,
your fans are trash. Face tattoos, fucking track marks. You are trash. And I hope the next time you cut yourself, whoops.
Probably going to have to cut that part out of this video, too, because I guarantee you, now that YouTube's looking at us, that will be strike number 2, my friend. I guarantee it.
I'm not taking the you're trash part out.
No, you're trash.
I'll take that last part out.
Yeah, they're trash.
I'll just keep adding fucking. You guarantee you, I will keep motherfucking you assholes. All of our videos are going to have the fucking please stand by like a fucking public service show. Boop, 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 boop. And all the good shit. I'm going to cut all the good shit out all the time now. You're going to go, why was that? Why did they have a 2 second just cut out? Because that was the punchline, motherfucker. YouTube, you're not good enough for them. Think I'm kidding. Watch. I'm uploading a video tonight and it's going to have the public service thing. Fuck you.
So, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We need a vent.
We've got 2 days. Not even. We've got a day and a half until the next show.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, please, please do whatever you can to spread the word that it's now twitch.tv/ we're not sorry. That's where you're going to have to find us if you want us live, man.
I'm sorry. And by the way, all this is more work for us for less money now. So great. But we'll do it because I refuse. You know, you were telling me they'd die on this. I will die on this hill, YouTube. You're not going to make me stop. This show's going to keep going. There's enough people that know about us now. It's enough. Enough is enough. You cannot keep unpersoning people. You can't take... reading an article right before the show on Verge that now, starting today, Saturday, Twitter will be unverifying people for stuff they do offline. Not just online, offline.
They've already started doing it. Yeah, it's not even an ad. They did it to Spencer and Loomer and all. And the funniest one was I noticed from the Nationalist Review, James Alsup lost his blue check mark. The other half of Nationalist Review... Nick Fuentes kept his blue check mark. That's pretty weird. I think that that Fuentes saved you. It's just a total SJW shit show. And it's gross, man. They're going after everyone, dude, and they're going to kill their own platforms. Listen, Royce is right, YouTube. Look at me. YouTube, Google, you are a behemoth, okay? We could never dream of taking you on. But know this. I am much like Rorschach from The Watchmen. I don't compromise. I am a piece of garbage. I will walk out, look Dr. Manhattan in the eyes, and tell him to get out of my way.
That is 100% true.
Because I don't know any better.
Because guess what, YouTube? We're not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us.
We're going to reach out, see if Invictus will sue him for us. We'll be our attorney.
Mm-hmm. And if not, Johnny Lee Richards might.
Yeah, we need to sue him. I think we should
I think we should file a lawsuit. Can somebody who's good at doing that for free please file a lawsuit?
It's not free. You gotta fucking pay the court fees.
I'm not paying anything. I refuse.
Pay the filing fees.
I refuse.
Trust me, if I had the money, I would. Because it's only like $150 to file a lawsuit and represent yourself. I would.
Manny in the chat says, so is Kevin Spacey unverified now?
What if we made it a class action lawsuit? I like where you're going.
All of our fans will get money too, because I don't even want to profit off of this. I just want to go after you two.
Yeah. You guys can split it up.
Yeah, I don't care.
And then you'll have plenty of money to donate to your Patreon.
Hey guys, I never lost my blue check mark because I'm adorable.
That's the only reason we need.
If we were adorable, we would still be fine.
You know how many times Lauren Southern's probably come up on the fucking banhammer list and somebody just clicks and goes, oh, I can't.
You know what? I don't want to have to pivot the show into every other YouTube star, which is a girl wearing a fucking crop top and playing an acoustic guitar. Oh, God, she's such a beautiful singer. No, she's singing What I Got, and it's actually the 7th worst version I've seen. And also, you're only giving her thumbs up and saying, you go, girl, because she has double D tits.
Yeah. All
right?
That or all the fucking Facebook Live... The Pearl raffle videos that I keep seeing now. Like, what is that about?
There's always
some weird new scourge on the internet. I assure you, YouTube, it's not us. It's the weird ladies in Louisiana that are shilling pearls and oysters.
We are literally trying to... But this is what bothers me. They take us for that little Bo Peep video.
Little
and Bo Peep. I will not call him anything else. And...
Sleepy boy.
Our two biggest videos, whoever looked at our channel has to see, our two biggest videos are trying to take down pedophilia. We're not even bad. We're pretty, I mean, like, if you look at our biggest videos, they're us trying to take down Dan Schneider, hurting children.
Mocking a Korean fascist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
come on, man. Are you fucking serious?
Oh, my God. I don't, look, man, if they're going for Jordan Peterson's blood, there ain't no hope for any of us.
Yeah, so, that's true.
I mean, what are you going to do, man? We are now officially on the list. This is basically, like Roy said, it's going to affect all of our data, all of our statistics. This is like getting a DUI. For people that don't know, if you get a DUI, get your license back, get a car back, every time you get pulled over for the rest of your life, a cop's going to be like, can you drink tonight? Just yeah. Every time. You could have a DUI from 24 years ago. If it's still on your record, they're going to be like, what's up, drunkie? You could That's be a pastor point. Now with no booze on your breath, just driving home on 4 p.m. on a Sunday. And it'd be like, hey, drunkie, boozy breath, get out of the car.
Now they know who we are. And now it's going to always, now all our videos are going to have to be. Remember when we were talking about this, excited, I go, we need 1 million subscribers? Because I'm like, I don't know if we get that big, man. We have to get corny. Once you get big enough, and what happens the next day? This is what I was worried about. Once you get to a certain level, it doesn't even have to be subscribers, because our channel has a lot of views because of Dan Schneider stuff, you know? So there's a lot of eyeballs on it. And once you're out there and they see what you're doing, that person, whoever's at YouTube, whoever, they know the channel. You think in 3 months after it goes away, I'm going to be fucking Mike surprised if we don't get a second strike before these 3 months are over. Just doing our normal show, by the way. Not doing anything out of the ordinary. Not doing anything like that. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Watch.
And watch. It'll probably be on some old shit, too.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're going to get one day we're going to get an email and they're going to be like, this video has a content strike. Episode 12. And we're going to be like, what the fuck? What? Like, yeah, it's going to get weird. Also, I think probably... I probably should say this off the air, but I'll just say it on the air. We probably need to forward our revengeofthesis.com over to our Twitch channel. That should probably be something we will do. We don't know yet, but we'll look into that tonight, too. So if you know, people that go to revengeofthesis.com, at least they'll go to the fucking channel. They can find us on live because we're screwed.
So anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Google.
I mean, we're just going to... You know what the problem is with me, Mike? I know I should just do a hard out, but I do too much radio, and I gotta play music out, and I feel like I don't want to rob anyone, even if it's for the few people who are listening now.
All right, well, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ROTC Media, and of course PayPal and Patreon / We're Not Sorry, twitch.tv/ We're Not Sorry, and you know, we're still around on YouTube, I guess. You want to watch old clips, whatevs. Sorry, guys, we wanted this to be easy.
Thanks. We'll be back Monday with a live show.
Somewhere.